Section 4. You will hear a professor giving a talk about the psychology of a successful sports team. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 36. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 36. Good morning, everyone. I thought we would start today's lecture off with a discussion about Leicester City winning the league in the 2015-2016 season, as it supports my previous talk about the significance of teamwork. How did this previously unremarkable team, by Premier League standards anyway, manage to pull off such an accomplishment? Now, I'm not an avid football fan by any means, but I do like to follow what's happening. So let's look at how Leicester managed this feat. According to recent research, team identity can be used for the prediction of perceived and actual team performance, and there are certain fundamental principles that create an environment in which an individual player can identify with a team. It appears that Leicester, knowingly or not, apply them all. Leicester plays a rapid counter-attacking game, and they actually have the worst pass completion rate in the entire league. Dominating possession and keeping the ball are generally considered important by many leading teams and coaches nowadays. However, Leicester are not scared to play risky passes, because even if they lose possession on several occasions, a later pass will lead to a goal. This distinctive style is a crucial part of their identity. Most players, especially those playing for high-profile clubs, need to feel loved and accepted. They see the team as all-inclusive. Failure to create this inclusive environment, which is vital for building a strong team identity, can have a devastating effect, as witnessed at Chelsea, where players rebelled against their manager. How this is achieved, though, is quite difficult to pinpoint. One point that can't be overlooked is the strong camaraderie among the Leicester players. They frequently socialise together. Recently, having donned fancy dress costumes for a Christmas night out, they play jokes on one another, and not conceding any goals in a game earns them a celebratory trip to the local pizza parlour, accompanied by their manager. Whatever it is that they are doing, it is definitely working. Remarkably, Leicester had just managed to avoid relegation at the end of the previous season and started afresh in the 2015-2016 season with a new manager, Claudio Ranieri. Unlike other managers, Ranieri decided to build on the style and strong points of the current team rather than drastically alter it or try to impose his own philosophy on the players. The players were reassured by the fact that Ranieri would be there next season, which is something that can't always be guaranteed at this level of competition. It is this continuity, past to present to future, which creates yet another foundation stone for a strong team identity. Nearly all players like to feel they are needed, that they play an important part in the team, and Ranieri has handled this aspect extremely well. He has kept the original team intact, and their biggest signing of the last few years spent most of the season on the bench. Mind you, he wasn't completely ignored, and when one of the other players was suspended, he played an instrumental role in the team's success. Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 37 to 40. Now listen and answer questions 37 to 40. Now, research suggests that if players consider their team as capable of achieving their objectives, they are far more likely to identify with the team. And of course, Leicester's main objective was to avoid relegation. The club's chairman said to Ranieri at the start of the season, "Claudio, this is a very important year for the club. It is very important for us to stay in the Premier League. We have to stay safe." This objective was achieved within the first few months and effectively allowed Leicester to play with a freedom and expression rarely seen at this level. I'll use Chelsea as an example again here. Chelsea's objective at the start of the season was to win the title. Once the players realised that this was no longer achievable, the majority of them appeared to stop playing for the team and instead played for themselves. This was reflected in their performance in the league. They finished a dismal 10th after having appeared in the top 6 for the past 20 years. The final principle that enables players to identify with the team is respect. If a Leicester player has a bad day, no one, least of all their teammates, will pass comment. In contrast, big names from top clubs are criticised incessantly on social media. Leicester's positive attitude reinforces a strong team identity. If players feel proud to be part of their team, they will almost definitely identify with it. And Leicester's players must be feeling incredibly proud of being part of a team that exceeded all pre-season expectations. Importantly, because they had achieved what they had set out to do, there was absolutely no fear of failure. They had never expected to finish in the top half of the table, let alone win the title. Their remarkable accomplishment demonstrates how the basic principles of team psychology can create a strong team identity that can, in turn, radically transform a team into something far greater than the sum of its parts. Now, these same fundamental principles can be applied to teamwork in any discipline. And that is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.